Recorded Books and RB Digital present Child of the Civil Rights Movement by Paula Young Shelton. Illustrated by Raul Colon. Read by the author. To Caleb, Joshua, and Noah, PYS. For Doug, RC. Author's note. I was 4 years old when most of this story takes place. It is based on my memories, as well as my sister's and my father's, and on stories I have been told by others who were there. While I have tried to be as accurate as possible, I do not recall conversations word for word. Still, I do clearly remember their spirit, and have tried to capture it in these pages, along with a sense of the civil rights movement as seen through the eyes of a young child. Acknowledgements. I am eternally grateful to my sisters, Andrea and Lisa, for sharing their stories with me. To Daddy, for raising me right and loving me always. To Jeffrey Goldberg, for giving me my big break. To Richard Abate, for taking a chance on me. And to Tina Wexler, for carrying the ball. To Ann Schwartz, for holding my hand and expertly guiding me through this whole process. To Raul Colon, for bringing this story to life so beautifully. And to my husband, Hillary, for his unparalleled love, support, and encouragement. Going home. Mama was from Alabama. Daddy was from Louisiana, the Deep South. They had been called bad names, treated badly, told, "You can't do that," just because of the color of their skin. They grew up with Jim Crow, laws that said black people had to sit in the back of the bus, the last car of the train, the balcony of the movie theater. Laws that said black people couldn't vote. I was born in New York, where there was no Jim Crow. But one day, when Mama and Daddy were watching the news, they saw something called the Freedom Riders. Black and white students riding buses together from the North to the South to protest the bad laws. They watched as racists pulled the students from their seats and set the buses on fire. "We have to go help," my father exclaimed. "We have to go home," my mother declared. So Mama and Daddy packed up their three little girls, Andrea, Lisa, and me, and we went back to Georgia, back to Jim Crow, where whites could, but blacks could not, back to the heart of the civil rights movement. My first protest. In our new home in Atlanta, Jim Crow was everywhere. At first, I thought Jim Crow was a big black crow that squawked whenever a black person tried to get a good seat. "Caw, caw, you can't sit there." But really, he was a white man who lived long ago. He painted his face black and made fun of African Americans. He didn't sound very nice to me. I guess that's why they named the laws after him, because they weren't very nice either. Despite Jim Crow, a few restaurants had opened where blacks and whites could eat together. One Sunday, Mama and Daddy decided to see how far things had really come. So after church, we went to have brunch at the brand new Holiday Inn restaurant. We stepped into the fancy lobby with chandeliers hanging from the ceiling, and we asked for a table. But they wouldn't let us in. We looked at all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?